Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
On the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and my rock star today, Tala Cilek. He's the CEO of Cilek Kids Room. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks so, yeah, you bet. So first of all, tell me, what is Cilek Kids Room?
Okay. The Cilek story started like 25 years ago back in Turkey. We're a kids room brand, which is like a kids furniture brand, but we don't do only the furniture. We don't produce only the furniture. We also create environments that enhance the lifestyles and the rooms of the children. So back in 1995, there was no, you know, dedicated room for kids, you know, back in Turkey. Usually kids were, you know, studying in dinner tables, or they're like sleeping in sofas. So we created this segment out of the furniture industry because we thought that it's going to be a lot of potential. And once we creating it, we didn't do it like the traditional way. So we put the, you know, children in the center of our design process. And then we create products, to their taste, not to the families or the mother's overall decoration taste of the house. Because back then, the kids' furniture, pretty much it's still here in the United States, like more traditional, more dark wood, hardwood kind of stuff. But since we put the children in the center of our design process, we created products like toys, like very colorful furniture, desks, beds, and we put innovation and different materials in the heart of our design process. We use different materials like aluminum. We use some plastic materials. So, I mean, we approach the furniture is a whole different story.
Yeah.
So that bring our success.
How do mom and dad like that? That it's more of a toy oriented versus furniture that fits well into the room.
To be honest, in the first years, we had a lot of, you know, problems with the families because they don't want to put some pink desk into their houses because it doesn't fit their overall furniture. You know, with their dark wood, you know, furnitures or their classic sofas. But eventually, they get used to it because kids love it, you know, because kids have a different world. They have different, you know, imagination. They watch, you know, Disney movies all the time. They are actually feeding with a different culture rather than the adults. So why do they have to sleep on these boring, you know, furniture or, you know, the standard things that, you know, their moms and dads used to sleep? Because and today it's even more different story.
Yeah, well, it's very innovative. How do you get these initial adopters? You know, because like you said, they eventually start to like it, but how do you get them to first make that purchase?
Yeah, I mean, in the first part, we had also a lot of problems supplying the goods, the raw materials. I mean, we went to our suppliers trying to buy some, you know, pink materials, blue materials, or some different innovative materials that we tried to come up with. And we had a lot of problems in the first part. But after that, we give a lot of importance to the marketing side. And as you know, children lives in different world. And they used to play outside more in the past. But nowadays, they're more and more in their rooms. And then that's why we say we have to give them an environment that they can, that might some help to enhance their imaginations. So that's why we created all of our products as team-based products. Let's say we have a camping team, we have a princess team, we have a ship, like we have a pirate team, we even have a like a first class team, which is like a commercial airliner. So we're saying that the kids that are sleeping in our rooms is going to be one more step closer to their dreams, let's say to be a pilot, because I mean, in our room, they can you know, study in a cockpit desk, and it mimics the real airplane cockpit. So they can push the buttons, and there are like conversations between the cockpit and the, you know, the tower, and they can even sleep on their, you know, beds, which is like a first class seat. So they can even, you know, open their lights, like book lights, reading lights, and it mimics all the things that, you know, they can find in a commercial flight.
Cool.
So that's kind of a team that we come up with. We also have racing teams that, you know, we have race cars, which is the biggest innovation that we have. We can talk about it. But I mean, all of our products are team-based. So after some time, the parents get used to it.
Yeah. Going back to the parents, you're selling them on so much more than furniture and a bed. You are selling innovation and exploration and all that comes with providing these kids with this innovative furniture. I love it.
Yeah.
So you were saying that the car one, would you say race car was your most popular? Why is that?
The race car bed is the most popular because, you know, boys love cars. Dads love cars. And even the girls love cars because we have pink car beds. Because today, I mean, everybody drives a car and they see from their parents, they want to drive cars, they want to be a part of it. So, there are a lot of racing going on, like NASCAR, Formula One, and all this stuff. So that's why we said we have to come up with a car bed, which is functional. At that time, in 1990s, there was some car bed products in the furniture industry, but they were not functional. So we come up with different ideas how to make it functional, comfortable, ergonomics. So we had a lot of innovation, and then we come up with our, you know, the final car bed, which is like a boom in our business. So in the US, now we're also putting the car bed into the spotlights, because that's the product that we have to, you know. This is like the pioneer of the innovation in the kids' furniture.
So give me an example of how it's functional.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with a remote control, like the real cars. So once you push the buttons on the remote control, it has lights, the animations. There's an engine sound, and when you keep pushing, there are like animations on the wheels. There are like lights and sounds on the wheels. There is even a horn that you can honk.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and we have more plans to integrate it with. Maybe with smartphones, so the kids can play video games, maybe like some racing games, like, and the feeling it while sitting on the car bed. So we have a lot of way to improve it in terms of innovation. But car beds.
Do the parents ever have a hard time telling them to go to bed? They probably just want to play all night.
That's the thing that we advertise to parents, because once they buy our products, their kids now doesn't have a hard time to sleep in their beds, because they're like running to their beds at bedtime. You know what I mean?
And then they're so exhausted from playing that they probably just wipe out afterwards.
Yeah,
huh? Go to sleep.
Yeah. And the parents usually a lot of requests for king size and queen size car beds. And we say we only, you know, concentrate on kids business, but a lot of people ask about it. You
know? So this is a family business.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the different roles your various family members play in the business.
Yeah, I'm the second generation, actually. I mean, the company was formed like 20 years ago. Now we have more than 400 sales points all over the world in 66 different countries in 5 continents. And the United States is the biggest market for car industry and for many other different segments of furniture industry. And we said we have to wait for the right time to enter to the U.S. market. And last year, we decided to get into the market because we think it's the time. And
what made you think it was the time?
Because we've been attending trade shows for the couple of years, mm-hmm. like last 3 years. And we think we saw the demand. And we think it's the right time. But as I told you, we have to come here more prepared, and we have to come here like more serious. So that's why I opt out, and then I said I can come here and I can move to the States with my family. as a second generation and take care of the business personally rather than just giving it to a master franchise or opening some stores from Turkey and trying to manage it from Turkey, I said, you know, I can come here. And then we choose California rather than the East Coast, because even though it's the hardest decision, because usually trade, it's, you know, closer to Turkey because it's manufactured in Turkey, not in Far East. So it's closer, it's easier to ship to East Coast. There are a lot of Turkish companies that we can have some synergy, some help. But at the same time, I don't want to get into that competition. We want to be in the West Coast. And the West Coast is, especially California, is the right place to be in terms of innovation, which is like kind of implemented in our roots. So we want to be here to make more innovative products in terms of, you know, the functionality. And we want to be here to market our products in a better way. So that's why we wanted to be in California. And we started our journey here.
And the sunshine doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
The warm weather.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So much more when we come back with my guest, Tala Çelik, CEO of Çelik Kids Room. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars. Now, legal on the go.
Hey, Sose, is it enough to have a verbal contract?
If you have a verbal contract with your co-founder, you better go and put that contract on paper. Verbal contracts are not enforceable in a court of law. As soon as you come up with an idea, as soon as you guys come up with a business plan, you need to have an actual expressed contract on paper that explains how the business works, who gets what share of the business, who's bringing what to the table, and any other kind of detail that's going to make the business work. You have to have a contract because you cannot depend on someone else's word to make a business work.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and this is Tala Chilek, CEO of Chilek Kids Room. And you're telling me that trade shows have been one of the best resources for you. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, trade shows are very helpful to build our business in the U.S. because in the furniture industry in the U.S. is pretty much like old school. It's really hard to, you know, make, you know, business connections in the traditional way. So people are more like protecting their networks. So trade shows are a great opportunity for us to introduce ourselves, our brand especially. And we have one in North Carolina, which is like the capital of the furniture industry in the U.S. And the other one is in Las Vegas. So we attend to these shows for the last 4 years. And we start with temporary spaces, and then we sign up for the showroom spaces, which gives a lot of advantage in order to market our products. And we make a lot of investment into the trade show advertisements, like the courtyards, some billboards, or their magazines. So it gives a lot of help, a lot of boost to market our brand. And we had good relationships right now after all these years. Because in the first years, it's really, you know, discouraging sometimes because you don't get much of footstep inside, or you don't have much of a business. But the main rule in trade shows that we learn, not from U.S., but from the other parts of the world, is you have to be consistent. So one year of bad business in the trade show doesn't mean that the next year you shouldn't attend to it. So you have to be consistent, and you have to attend at least 3 years. And then people started to get into your booth because they eventually see that, oh, I see this, you know, this brand last year. So, you know, they enter to your booth, and then you can start to have more business connections.
It takes some time to build those relationships.
And some patience too.
And the relationships you're trying to build are with distributors, right?
Yeah. The relationships we are trying to build is with distributors, some already established furniture brands in the United States, associations like furniture and home associations, suppliers like warehouse people, like 3PL companies, trucking companies. So in furniture it's a big product. So the operations and the logistics side of it is very important in a big country like United States. So you have to have a lot of know-how in the logistics side of the business, and you have to have a lot of connections to understand the logistics side, because at the end of the day, you want to sell online, which means that you have to ship your products in a more economical way. So you have to know the tips and tricks of the logistics industry. So as you said, getting customers, which in this case, in a wholesaler, the retailers or the distributors, is the main reason to attend the trade shows. But it comes with a lot of bonuses too, like to get a lot of relationships with different sides of the industry.
So what has been the biggest challenge so far expanding your business into the U.S.?
Yeah, the biggest challenge would be the dynamics of the industry. I mean, the furniture industry is not like your usual entrepreneurship companies that you face here with your guests, because the industry is very, very old school. I mean, I have customers that want to send their orders with fax, and when I, you know, tell them to use email, they say we don't do email. So, but they're like million-dollar companies. So it's really interesting, you know, to face those kind of people, because the furniture industry here is really traditional. But of course, it's breaking its, you know, its chains with the you know, the different companies coming from Europe, from different sides of the world. So because since our products are very innovative, and I want our company to be innovative as our products. So we use a lot of technology. We use a lot of cloud-based systems to managing our company. So we want our sales reps and we want our retailers to catch this technology. But at the same time, you know, we're having those challenges for them to catch this, you know, kind of innovations. And then, you know, we're trying to find the middle way. So we, at the same time, we're trying to push them to use a little bit more technology. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we're getting more, you know, going okay with their demands,
adapting
their demands to send some documents with fax. So
what's some of the technology that you use that keeps you organized?
As an entrepreneur here, I wanna use everything that, you know, Silicon Valley offers. Back at home in Turkey, we have a lot of systems, but they're like, you know, million-dollar systems like SAP or these, you know, big shot, you know, companies that gives you IT advantage over your competition. But here in the United States, there are a lot of companies that you can use from accounting to, you know, inventory keeping, from logistics to let's say, you know, training your, you know, salespeople or managers, even signing documents. There are a lot of things that you can do on the cloud, so you can do your business on the road. So that's a good advantage, because there are a lot of, you know, portals that you can use here. And at the same time, I, as an entrepreneur, tend to use a lot of flexible things like 3PL companies as a warehouse, because normally when I, you know, first we plan to came here, we plan to open a warehouse, we plan to hire some people to work in the warehouse, we plan to, you know, invest on machinery like forklifts and all the other, you know, racking systems. But at the end of the day, we figure out that there's a system called 3PL, which, you know, you pay per what you use as a warehouse. And then there are a lot of in the sector, in the United States, in the furniture sector, and I bet there are a lot of in the other industries too. So that gives us a flexibility to as a beginner company here, because we can adjust as we grow. So even the unit cost is a little bit higher than rather than opening a warehouse, it's a lot of flexible and it's a lot of beneficial to us to work with those kind of, you know, flexible system. So this is one. This is on the logistics side. As a sales team, I also work with individual sales reps, which doesn't require me to hire and go all the hustle of, you know, hiring people or, you know, all the responsibilities. So in the trade shows, you know, I find sales reps who would like to work with me, and then I can outsource my sales team to a sales manager. And to these sales reps.
What do you mean you find sales reps that are working for other companies?
Yeah, they're individual, while they're working, and then bring them
over to your company.
Actually, it's not like that. They're not working for my company only. They have different brands in their portfolio, but not necessarily like a kids brand. So the only kids brand they have, for example, is my brand, Chilek, and maybe they have another brand in the, let's say, in the sofa section, or they have another brand or outdoor section. So they have a couple of brands in their portfolio. So they go into the retail stores, like brick and mortar retail stores, and then they tend, you know, they try to market our products. So that's one side of the business. So I can outsource this one pretty easily rather than, you know, hiring my sales team and, you know, mm-hmm. giving them, you know, a lot of expertise or a lot of education, because they're already in the sales sector, so they know what they're doing. But in the United States, also the online business is booming. I mean, people say furniture is not a product that people buy online, but I don't agree with that. I mean, there are a lot of companies which is very successful selling furniture online, and why not Chilek? So now we're more going into the online arena with the marketplaces like Amazon, Wayfair,
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all your time and information, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having us.
Amazing product you have. So cool.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you bet. Tala Chilik, CEO of Chilik Kids Room. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining us is Brian Copley. He's the CEO of City Builder. Brian, what's up, brother?
Having a good time in LA. Thanks for inviting me.
Good to be on the show, bro. So tell us, what is City Builder?
City Builder uses artificial intelligence to determine the best use of every piece of land.
Interesting. Elaborate. Give me some context.
So you're a kid, you're playing SimCity. Okay. You've got a blank slate. You don't know what to put where, right? You start by putting down industry next to you know, parks, and then kids get sick and turn into monsters in Godzilla your city, and then you have to start over, right? Cities actually were put together without a lot of technology. And so now we're looking at cities, and we're thinking about how we can create smart cities that create happy, functional, sustainable communities. And we're using data to create better cities that work better for the residents, the capital, so like the investors, developers, builders, and also the cities themselves. So what we're doing is taking all of that data, synthesizing it, and saying, what's the best thing we can do with every piece of land?
And what have the results been? Because you just like, you like pitched it perfectly. I'm like, and what is the results from
and
the data?
And we can do a lot better.
Okay. That's the give me some examples of things that are not working well, things that we should be doing.
Number one example, housing. Has the cost of your housing gone up in a way that has caused you any grief?
No.
No?
It's gone. Has it gone up that's caused me grief?
Yeah.
Have I made more money and been mad about it?
No. On the other side, have you had to pay for housing? So there's a lot of people paying rent or people buying homes.
Yeah.
So a lot of people maybe in our age demographic are looking at purchasing their first property, and they're watching those property costs go up 10-15% a year.
Okay.
And if you're saving up and you're thinking about making that down payment, that's pretty disheartening. So just creating more housing supply.
You got to put that 300-400 G's down on the line there or more.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in San Francisco, right? So you're thinking about, you know, everyone needs a place to live. You have Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You have like, you know, shelter and clothing, and shelter is like the number one thing that everyone needs. And the cost just continues to go up because we're not building smart. We're not building more housing. And so we have a huge shortage nationwide of housing, especially good housing, housing that gets you close to school, close to work. An area where you can walk and you can get access to restaurants, you can get to your school.
So how are you guys providing the solution to this? I understand we have the data.
Yeah.
So how do you provide the solution?
We make it very easy on you. You go to citybuilder.com, you type in your address, we tell you what the best use of your property is. And about one out of four times, it's not what your property is now.
So meaning?
Meaning you live in a house. Mm-hmm. Zillow or some other place tells you your house is worth X, right? Yeah. And it's always been that way for 10 years. If you're trying to figure out what your property is worth, you talk to a real estate agent or you go to one of these tech companies and they tell you, hey, this is what your property is worth. But the problem is they're asking the wrong question. Mm. It's not what is my property worth? It's what is my property? And in a lot of cases, about one out of four cases, your property is not what it exists as today. Like your house is not a house. It's actually more valuable as a development site. So if you could take a house and create 16 more homes or apartments with it, it's much more valuable as an apartment site, as a development site, than it is as a home. And that's what we've democratized, that information for any property owner.
So at the end of the day, am I supposed to, like, I can't just sell my house in my neighborhood and turn it into a condo. You know, there's rules against that. So how do you go about that?
Well, we look at all existing information like zoning. We look at land use. We look at other information like demographics. Would it make sense to put X type of development in this area? Zoning is a very important contributing factor to determining what can be built where and what should be and will be built where.
Okay.
So right now we're using what's called by right zoning.
Okay.
So if it's already zoned for a certain type of development, then we can tell you exactly what can be built there. And then after we show you all permitted uses, we show you the best use. So we could put, let's say, 16,000 total buildable square footage of apartments where your house is now.
Okay.
So maybe your house isn't worth $800,000, it's worth $1.1 million to a developer. For a property owner in Seattle, this exact thing happened. Property was worth $950,000 as a house. We told them it was worth $1.2. They listed it on our platform. We've got about 300 investors, builders, and developers there ready to make bids. And lo and behold, a week later, they got a bid for $1.2 million.
Tell me about the intellectual property that you guys have when it comes to your service as a software, and what makes it so special and what makes it so attractive? Because you guys just got into LA today, which is a huge accomplishment. Again,
yes,
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you've got, I'm hearing, like, you were like investors, construction workers, blah, blah, blah. You got so many things going on. How the heck does your software, how is it so appealing to all these people?
Yeah, so
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what this thing is.
There's two questions here, so I'll answer the IP question first. We have a few patents that we filed. We have some trademarks, so we protect.
So you're putting those nukes in the launch pad ready to go to battle if you need to.
You hope you never need them, right?
Yeah,
they just kind of sit there.
That was how it was taught to me. It was, you know, patents are worthless until you have to go to war.
Yeah,
and the more patents you have, the more nukes you have. So.
Yeah. And what makes it interesting is that we've created a lot of real estate technology, you know, when I talk about just tech.
Yeah.
Creating a lot of interesting real estate technology. But what we haven't done is look at the best use of land. Mm. We've done a good job valuing what exists today. But as we know, we live in a dynamic world and things change.
Yeah.
And urban environments are changing and people are changing and the wants of millennials are changing urban environments. Millennials want to be closer to the places they work.
And less people are owning cars and property.
Absolutely. Ownership is changing.
In the near future, not too far, people won't own houses as much as they do. People won't own cars as much as they do. Lots of things are going to start changing.
We're seeing that trend, definitely. And I think that what's happening is the urban environment and the landscape and housing and all these different types of development are responding to these changes. And so we're looking at those changes and we're using really interesting statistical, you know, measurements like linear regression and lots of other interesting words that a 20-year-old who runs our company or runs our technical side of the house would do a much better job of explaining than I would. But we're looking at all of that data. And we've got over 10 billion points of data on 118 million properties in the U.S., 3,163 counties in the U.S. with, on average, 257 zone types. And none of that information has been aggregated or standardized or normalized.
It's an interesting concept, what you guys have created here.
Stuff, and you don't know what you can do with all this land, and you have all this data, and it changes, and it's dynamic. And what machine learning does is it takes all that data and it synthesizes it and says, these are the insights. This is what you should do with these pieces of land. This is what's likely to change. This is how. And then it it democratizes that information and gives it to a layman, like an investor or a builder or developer, and says, this is what you should build where. And for a property owner, it says, hey, you've hit the jackpot. You know, you thought you had a piece of coal. There's a diamond in there. You thought you had an oyster. There's a pearl in there. And people don't know that. And I'm really excited about the fact that a lot of people who own these development sites, who have lived in these homes for generations, maybe grandpa gave it to mom, gave it to me now, right? And they don't understand that that's going to be an apartment. In 10 years, that's going to be an apartment standing right just, where their home is.
Just based on the data from 10 billion different points that you guys are able to synthesize through your process and take that information and show people, here's what's coming, here's what's happened, here's where you are. And based on those projections, you guys are able to give it a different value based on a whole new algorithm?
Exactly. Okay. So we're, instead of just writing them a research paper.
I have connections for you.
Hey, thanks. We love it.
I'm learning more. I just need to learn more about what you need support with.
Yeah. I mean, you've got an idea of what your property's worth.
Okay.
We have another idea for you. Mm-hmm. And that idea is based on what the best use of your piece of land is. And I feel like every property owner, within a year, every property owner will start their home sale or home purchase journey on City Builder because they've got to find out, okay, if I have this piece of land, what should I do with it? Before you can understand what it's worth, you have to understand what it is. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you that information for free and then hopefully make a connection with you, the property owner, if that's you, with someone who's interested in a property like yours. Or if you're a builder, then we want to help you find the right site.
CEO of City Builder, Brian Copley, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. From your perspective, what do you feel like is something that would be beneficial to our listening audience of aspiring entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs?
Well, you've got a lot of entrepreneurs watching the show. Yeah, so I think probably the most important thing to discuss is what's the most critical factor in making a successful company. Mm. And I firmly believe that the most critical factor is understanding as a founder, as a CEO, what your values are, what motivates you, and then drawing people who are motivated by the same things. If you don't align your values with those people, what you'll find is hairline fractures when things start to go hard. And then when they become more difficult, those hairlines will turn into stress fractures and initially you'll have a break. And that's tough. And being an entrepreneur is difficult enough as it is. You should really be aligned in your values with the people that you go to work with, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. The people you see on the weekends, the people you miss holidays and vacations for and with. I think that's the most important part.
As we wrap up our segment, brother, what is some books, some mentors, some things
that
absolutely. You really love?
Elon Musk, a mentor and a book, as it turns out. I'm reading the book right now. The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz is an excellent book. I recommend it for every entrepreneur. And who else? Who else do I really look up to? A guy named Nick Soman.
Okay.
Nick Soman's a great guy. Not a lot of people know who Nick Soman is, but he recently sold a company to Rhapsody in Seattle, and he's moved down to the Bay Area. I think he works at Zomato now. But Nick Soman is someone that people should look up. He's got a great blog. He's a good writer. He's a very humble guy, and he's someone who I aspire to be like.
We'll have to check him out.
Yeah.
Brian, pleasure, brother.
Absolutely.
I got some connections for you. We'll talk about it, right?
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Now F-Logic with the CEO of Violet Love Brands, Rebecca Michaels. How do you define an entrepreneur?
How do I define an entrepreneur? I think anybody who starts anything from scratch and does it on their own without a path already provided for them is definitely an entrepreneur.
What skills have you taken and applied to entrepreneurship?
A skill that I've taken from other things that I've applied to entrepreneurship. Well, considering my background as a civil engineer, I would say that my attention to detail and work ethic has definitely been something that I brought.
How did you get the startup capital or the first round of funding?
I got the startup capital through a friendly loan and also through my own bank account that I had saved for a few years after college. So,
what was the first step you took?
The very first step that I took after I had the idea to start my business was to come home and sew the first headband and test it out myself, take it on runs and wear it outdoors, indoors, and just get as much feedback as I could.
What advice would you give your teenage self in order to succeed?
Just go for it. Live every day and just charge after all of your dreams, whatever they are.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Attention! Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So what is venture capital and how can you benefit from it? We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Joining us today to answer that question is our guest, Chad Byers. He's the co-founder and partner at Sousa Ventures. Chad, it's a pleasure to have you, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so break it down for us from the basics. What is venture capital?
Yeah, so I think venture capital is investing capital in private businesses, ideally and usually ones that are very early stage with a high element of risk, helping those businesses get off ground, build products, sell that product, and eventually build a self-sustaining business that can go on to either operate independently, go public, or get acquired. And that is kind of the core elements of venture capital.
So when is the right time for somebody to go after a venture capital fund, or how do they know if a VC firm is even the right option for them?
Yeah, it's a really fantastic question. So I think the most important thing to say, and I think not a lot of VCs say this and more should be said about it, is not every business is fit for venture capital. You know, the reality is venture capital is a perfect fit for businesses that have a very high ceiling. So that is a really high potential outcome. So a company that's built in a massive market that could eventually become a $100 million, $200 million, $500 million, billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar company is more ideal for venture capital based on the kind of the needs that venture capitalists have and the investors in those venture capitalist funds. It should be said that the majority of businesses are probably better off without venture capital. Venture capital puts a lot of stresses on a business. There's expected outcomes over an expected amount of time. The reality is that a lot of companies and a lot of the great businesses that make up America, kind of your SMBs and businesses like that, actually are probably better off being self-sustaining businesses, businesses that grow with their cash flows and don't necessarily seek venture capital. So that's kind of a high-level framework on how to think about it. If your product is something that requires pretty substantial upfront investment, that it'll be really hard because you don't have cash flows to get debt or some other facility, and your business has a potential to be a really, really large company, then venture capital will be the right fit for you.
Okay, so what are some of the different options out there? I know we've got incubators, we've got angel investors, we've got crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. I just named a few of them, but what are some other options out there that people can do? So they say, great, so you know, I'm looking for funding, or I realize that at some point in my business, once we have something that's scalable and predictable and we want to grow it faster with some funding, what are some other options out there that people can look towards?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if I'm starting a business today, I think my options are one, I try to bootstrap it. Bootstrapping is building your business with your own capital and cash flows. And that should always be option number one. You end up owning your entire business, which is kind of the holy grail, right? If you realize, hey, you know, there's a lot of competitors, or I want to really step on the gas and go quicker and I need capital, there's a couple ways to get capital. The first is you could try to look for a small business loan. And that's obviously, again, you're not giving away equity, but that comes with more complicated terms, et cetera. And obviously a payback period. You could go a crowdfunding route, so using something like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, and help crowdsource and crowdfund your project, again, you're giving away the end project versus equity. So that's a, you know, another option, although can be very difficult. And then your third option is kind of venture capital, right? Which is selling part of your business for an investment. And within the venture capital bubble, let's kind of dive into that thread a little bit deeper. There's a bunch of options for you. So when you start off, as you mentioned, some of them, most folks end up raising a friends and family round. And so that could be, you know, 100 to 500K from friends and family, could even be smaller. And that really just gets you from kind of ideation to an MVP. At that point, a lot of folks do one of a couple things. You might go into an accelerator or incubator, something like Y Combinator or Techstars, where there's a bunch of kind of more verticalized incubators and accelerators set up today. And those can be great fits. Let's say you're a hardware company, you might go to Bolt VC or something like that. If you want to kind of skip that route, then you kind of go to angel investors. Angel investors write larger checks. They're a little bit more institutional than a friends and family round. They might rate in the $100,000 to $250,000 range. And then once you kind of graduate from that stage, you're into seed stage venture capital. And seed stage venture capital is actually what SUSE Ventures does. So we're investing in rounds of about $2 million. We'll invest kind of $500,000 to $750,000. And we're investing in people that have a product, that product's in market, you have a little bit of revenue, but you really want to get, you know, the gas pedal going on that product. And so that's kind of the stage in which we invest. So that's kind of the your different options as you start a business.
Perfect. I appreciate you for breaking that down for us, brother, because that's like, I guess, the A to Z's of how you can go and find funding depending on where you're at. Co-founder and partner of SUSE Ventures, Chad Byers, is joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Chad, so when should somebody, you know, we talked about when somebody should go after funding, but I want to know when somebody knows it's the right time to get funding, because we talked about that for VCs, but we didn't talk about that in general. You said that, yes, most people should probably avoid funding and bootstrap it, but when does somebody know that it's time to no longer bootstrap it and they should scale? Because there is a fine line, and I feel like there's companies out there that are really sitting on something that's profitable, scalable, and predictable, but maybe for a lack of variety of reasons, they don't know that it's the right time to go after funding, or maybe they don't know how to go about getting the funding.
Right. No, that's a great question. And I think there's a couple different answers here, and they're a little bit nuanced, but I think the reality is actually something you just said and a piece of what you just said, which is kind of when everything's working, right? So if you're out there, you've built a product over the last couple of years and things are going well, you're growing the business, it's a big market and potential. The potential for the product is really huge. You want to make sure that everything is in order. And the way I like to think about venture capital is gasoline, right? So you want to pour gasoline on the business, you know, once you're ready to really go, right? And to me, what that means is my team is in place and I know who I need to hire. So I have the core components of a great management team in place, but I could really use a couple extra hires that would, you know, really dip into our burn and our cost. But if we had those, we could really expand the business. The product's working. It's fundamentally proven from a unit economic standpoint, right? So you're paying back your acquisition costs and your LTV is solid and your unit economics are really in place. You have a deep understanding of the market and where your product and business fits into that market. You have a deep understanding of the competitive landscape and why your business would succeed if you poured, you know, $1, $5, $10 million on top of it. And if you really have all those elements ready to go, you're ready for venture capital or an outside investor. Because when you go pitch those folks, all those different elements are elements they're going to dig onto, right? Team, product, market, competition, et cetera. And when you internally are ready to answer those questions, you're going to get VCs to buy in on that vision.
Perfect, brother. I appreciate you for breaking down venture capital for us. Thanks for coming on the show, Chad.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Paid spokesperson Sose is not associated with LegalZoom nor a part of LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up.
BizTalk Radio,